For the first time in 2.5 years, Governor Cuomo's job approval rating is at 50%. That's after stagnating in the mid-40s since the summer of 2014. And according to a poll by Siena College, 60% of New Yorkers now say they have a favorable view of Cuomo, the largest number in 2 years. What's changed? Siena College polling spokesman Steve Greenberg says it's a combination of factors, including the governor's 2017 agenda, which includes popular proposals like free college tuition for some middle-class New Yorkers.
They like his agenda right now. I think a piece of it is the comparison to the president. We have to remember this is a 2-to-1, better than 2-to-1 Democratic state. So voters are not happy with the president. I think by comparison, they think the governor looks better.
President Trump's approval ratings are falling, the poll finds, with only 36% of people in the state viewing Trump favorably. Cuomo's been publicly fighting against the president's policies on cracking down on immigrants and in recent days against attempts by Trump and the Republican-led Congress to dismantle Obamacare. Cuomo speaking at a rally sponsored by the healthcare workers union, SEIU 1199, said repealing the Medicaid funding associated with the Affordable Care Act would cut $3.7 billion from the state budget and devastate healthcare in New York.
You demand and you deserve quality, affordable health care as a human condition.
Cuomo did not mention Trump by name. However, a group that lobbies for more funding for schools is trying to link the governor and the increasingly unpopular president. The Alliance for Quality Education, in advance of rallies planned across the state on March 4th, has released a video. It's titled Trump and Cuomo, Education Buddies, and it features clips of the governor and the president using many of the exact same talking points against excessive education spending.
We spend more per student than almost any other major country in the world, and we're doing very poorly.
We spend more money per student than any state in the United States.
AQE, which is partly funded by the teachers' union, is angry with the governor over what they say is his failure to follow a decade-old court order saying that billions more dollars need to be spent on schools in order to guarantee school children their constitutional right to an equal education. Cuomo administration officials have argued that the order only applies to New York City and that they've already spent record amounts of money on schools. In fact, at that same rally before the healthcare workers, Cuomo touted his proposal to spend $1 billion more on schools in the new state budget.
Because there are too many failing schools out there, especially in poorer urban communities.
Negative ad campaigns have diminished the popularity of prior New York governors. The healthcare workers union unleashed television ads against former governors Pataki and Spitzer that led to drops in their poll numbers. Cuomo has taken care to befriend the healthcare workers, but he has feuded with the teachers' unions. Greenberg with Siena Polling says the negative campaigns can take their toll.
We've certainly seen politicians get hurt by negative advertising.
And he says the negative portrayals are effective only if they resonate with something the public already believes about a politician.
Does it make sense to the voters, and how much money is put behind it to feed that message?
The ads comparing Cuomo to Trump are online, but unlike previous ad campaigns against former governors, they are not on broadcast TV. A spokesman for Cuomo calls the ads lobbyist lies from a group that he says only wants more money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.